attention.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different.
Pull up to the scene with my cellar messing.
2 Chainz, got your girl on the silly. And when I get off the silly, I made her meet at the telly. When she meet at the telly, I put it straight in her belly. When it go in her belly, it ain't, you can tell me, hair long, money long. Me and broke, we don't get along. Hair long, money long. Me and broke, we'll get along. I paid $1,000 for my sneakers. Jay told you $100K for a feature. Sound on the bed. Beat it up, then I get some hair. Well, I might get some hair. Then I beat it up, I don't give a switch it up, deliver it up. Yeah, it's going down, so get up. Might valet park a Brinks truck.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different.
Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Middle finger up to my competition.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different.
Pull up to the scene with my cellar messing.
Ready for action, nip it in the bud, we never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting, not clashing, not at all. But see, my went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking, give me one and pass them. Drip, drip, drop, there it goes, an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face, we tapping right into your memory bank. Thanks. So click at the ticket, let's see your seatbelt fastened. Trunk rattling, like 2 midgets in the back seat wrestling. Speaker box vibrate the tag, make it sound like aluminum cans in a bag. But I know y'all wanted that 808, can you feel that BASS, babe? But I know y'all wanted that 808, can you feel that BASS?
I like the way you move. I like the way you move. Woo. I love the way you move. I love the way. I love the way. I love the way you move. I love the way you move. Woo. I love the way you move. I love the way. I love the way.
The whole room fell silent. The girls all paused with glee. Turning left, turning right, thought they looking at me. But I was looking at them, there on the dance floor. Now they got me in the middle, feeling like a man. Especially the big girl, big girls need love too. No discrimination here, squirrel. So keep your hands off my cheeks, let me study how you ride the beat. You big freak, skinny slim women got the so within them. You can them, lift them, bend them, give them something to remember. Hell out timber when you fall through the chop shop. Take a deep breath and exhale. Your ex-male friend, boyfriend was boring as hell. But let me listen to the story you tell. And we can make moves like a person in jail. On the low.
See the curtain. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make some noise for the Air Show, presented to you by Mr. Michael Mark Antonini, Stash and Rep. Ladies and gentlemen, let's throw it down to the first base dugout.
All right, well, I appreciate you cueing us in there, Jason. This is the Air Show on a beautiful Saturday night for baseball here in Aberdeen, Maryland. He's Ray Atkinson. I'm Michael Marcantonini. We'll hear from Stash in just a little bit. Well, Ray, the sun is out tonight. That's what we like. The sun was not out last night, but it really doesn't matter what the backdrop of this ballpark is, gray, blue, whatever. The birds just keep winning. 3-2 walk-off win last night.
Didn't matter because not a drop fell last night. It was a beautiful night for baseball and a beautiful outcome for baseball as well, as it was the third walk-off for the Ironbirds in a row. How many people were here last night? Who saw that walk-off? It was amazing, right?
So, absolutely. Ray, just like you said, third walk-off this series, fourth overall on the season, and the Birds continue to get it done late in games. Let's take a look at what happened last night. Well, Dylan Beavers was the walk-off hero last night after Creed Willems walked it off the night before. Beavers came off the bench, pinch hit, two-run single to left center, brought home the tying and winning runs, and the Birds took home that 3-2 win. Jacob Teeter was huge in this game as well. He got the Birds on the board when they trailed 1-0 in the second, leadoff homer there. He also walked in the game, reached base safely twice. Maxwell Costas reached base safely in all four of his plate appearances, had a single and three walks, including a key walk in that ninth inning. And Ray, how about the pitching? First time this season that the Ironbirds have not allowed a walk. Excellent job by the three arms out there last night.
No walks allowed. Not for the Ironbirds. No. And it was not just walks. It was some decent defense again last night, as we saw some bizarre plays at the plate. But man, it was just like they had like 11 hits and only three left on base because the outs were happening on the base because of heads-up play on the defense. I remember there was like a 5-5-2 double play at the plate. Everyone was trying to figure out how to really score that. But at the end of the day, no runs came across the plate with the bases loaded. That was key for the Ironbirds last night.
Yeah, Ryan Long did a great job getting out of that bases loaded, no-out jam early in the game. Birds turned two double plays in the game, and they also threw out another runner at the plate, Judd Fabian to Max Wagner to Creed Willems at the dish. That was huge. And then on the pitching side, we'll talk about Ryan Long a little more in a little bit, but five innings of one-run ball from him, he was really good. Jake Lyons, 3 1/3 of one-run ball. And then Dan Hammer faced two batters, struck them both out, entered with runners at first and third, and only one out in the top of the ninth inning. He ended up getting the win, and he was really huge picking up those strikeouts.
Ice water in his veins. Hammer brought the hammer down on the pitcher's mound. It was a sight to behold here at Leidos Field last night.
And another great team win, 3-2 in favor of the Ironbirds. Let's talk about the guy who started the game for the Birds last night, Ryan Long, and what he's done lately. He is quietly putting together one of the best seasons in all of the South Atlantic League. On the year, a 2.31 ERA, 57 strikeouts, and just 13 walks for Ryan. Among South Atlantic League pitchers who have thrown at least 40 innings this season, Long ranks 6th in ERA. He ranks 5th in batting average against at 190, and he's 2nd in fielding independent pitching at 257. Incredible numbers there for Ryan.
Top 10 in the South Atlantic League in just about every major category for pitching. What more can you ask for from Ryan Long? He is playing the long game, and the Ironbirds are benefiting from it.
And in the month of June, Ryan in 3 appearances, 11 innings, just 3 earned runs, 16 strikeouts, and only 3 walks. A great ratio there. So he is, in fact, playing the long game, looking great all season long and continuing that. Well, before we get to the keys to tonight's game, I'm going to throw it to our guy Stash and see what we got going on tonight. Stash, my man, you're right here. What's going on at the ballpark tonight?
My friends, how are we doing out there tonight? All right. Let me do the obligatory ask for again. How are we doing out there tonight? Yes! Absolutely! That's what I love to hear. It is Teachers Appreciation Night. Where are my teachers? Raise your hand! 1, 2. Okay, that's great, because we got a lot of games that we're trying to involve you in, so you just secured your own doom. And we got fireworks tonight, and also tomorrow. Who's coming for Stash Day? It's Stash Day tomorrow. Who's going to be here? Let me hear you by noise right now. Okay, apparently it's going to be a very light night. All right. What are we going to do? They're going to do their best on the field. We're going to do our best off the field. I need you cheering every inning, every at-bat. Let me hear you one more time. Let's go, Ironbirds!
All right, Stash, thanks for firing up the crowd. As always, great crowd on hand tonight for hopefully will be another win for the Birds, looking to make it 4 out of 5 in this 6-game series. Keys to tonight's game, Ray, I don't have any wild stats to back these up, but the keys are stay hot and get it done early. It's as simple as that. Birds looking for another W tonight.
Even though it is a little cool out right now, a nice little brisk, yes, the Birds stay hot, get out in front early, get out in front often, and make this, you know, the antithesis of the series where it's been pitcher's duels, come out on top with that offense that they've been swinging going into this series.
All right, you're using too many big words for me. I'm going to wrap up this air show. I think it's about time we finish that off. All right, he's Ray Atkinson. He's the Stash. I'm Michael Mark Cantonini. Thanks for tuning in to the air show. First pitch coming up at 7:05. Ironbirds fans,
let's fly. Ladies and gentlemen, let's send it on down to Iron Stash for tonight's ceremonial first pitches presented by UniFirst.
All right, where are my first pitchers? Come on out. This is your call sign. Come on out here. Getting a start tonight is Captain Brendan Hoofdangle. Let me hear it for him, people. He is our starter. No, you're not throwing from over here. You're throwing from in front of the mound. So head on over there. Come on, we got a pitch clock now. We got a pitch clock. Not on the mound. In front. All right, here he goes. Gonna get started. Ooh, just a bit inside. All right. Clearly, Brendan is having a little bit of wear and tear. So we're gonna have Crystal come in to relieve him. Crystal from Riverside Treatment Services. Everybody give it up for our reliever. She's gonna close out the inning. And she does so! Let me hear it for Crystal and Captain Brendan Hoofdangle. Thank you so much for getting us started tonight.
Fans, please direct your attention to the field as we announce our co-pilots of the game. If your team is interested in becoming co-pilots for the game, visit Ticket Services to find out more. Please welcome the 7-8 Emerton Ironbirds. It's now time to welcome the coaches for the Ironbirds. The Ironbirds are managed by Roberto Mercado. Hitting coach, Zach Cole. Pitching coach, Austin Miney. Fundamentals coach, Chase Sebi. Development coach, Billy Facto. Strength conditioning coach, Chris Frosch. Athletic trainer, Tori Atencio. Assistant athletic trainer, Riley Sanders. Clubhouse manager, Ross Stovall. And technology coordinator, Cal Christensen. It's now time to meet the starting lineups for tonight's game. First, for the visiting Brooklyn Cyclones, as announced by manager Chris Newell. Leading off, the center fielder, number 25, Alex Ramirez. Batting second, the designated hitter, number 10, DeAndre Smith. Batting third, the third baseman, number 26, William Lugo. Batting cleanup, the left fielder, number 20, Omar De Los Santos. Batting fifth, the right fielder, number 9, Jalen Palmer. Batting sixth, the second baseman, number 18, Casey Bissett. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 13, Drake Osborne. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 48, Eduardo Salazar. And batting ninth, the shortstop, number 1, Cesar Verbesi. Starting for the Brooklyn Cyclones is number 2, Blade Tidwell. All right, Ironbirds fans, it's time to introduce your hometown lineup presented by Beacon Staffing. The Ironbirds are managed by Roberto Mercado. Leading off, the center fielder, number 6, Judd Fabian. Batting second, the second baseman, number 11, Jackson Holiday. Batting third, the right fielder, number 23, Dylan Beavers. Batting cleanup, the catcher, number 10, Silas Ardway. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 28, Jacob Teeter. Batting sixth, the shortstop, number 21, Frederick Ben Cosme. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, number 2,
Well, it's another beautiful night for a ball game here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as the Ironbirds get set to play Game 5 of the Game Series against the visiting Brooklyn Cyclones. Hi, everyone. My name is Michael Mark Cantonini, the voice of the Ironbirds. The Birds come into this game 31-29 on the season, two games over 500 for the first time since they were 2-0 back on April 8th.
Birds also sit with a plus 41 run differential. Meanwhile, the Cyclones are 25 and 35 on the season, a minus 22 run differential. They are in last place in the South Atlantic League North Division. So it's the Birds and the Cyclones in game 5 of 6 this week, and also game 11 of 12 on this 12-game homestand. Well, before we get into the starting lineups and the pitching matchup in tonight's game, I'm going to play my interviews from earlier today with the last two walk-off heroes for the Birds, Creed Willems 2 nights ago, Dylan Beavers last night. So I caught up with Creed and Dylan before the game to talk about the approach going into the final at-bat of those games in which they both delivered with the walk-offs, and then about some other stuff that's going on with them and the team as of lately. So before we get into everything else for tonight's matchup between the Clones and the Birds, here are my interviews with Creed Willems and Dylan Beavers from earlier today. So I hope you guys enjoy. Talk to you after the interview.
Michael Marcantini back here on the Iron Birds pregame show. I'm joined by Iron Birds catcher Creed Willems. Creed, thanks for taking the time today, man.
Thank you for having me.
So you had the walk-off two-run single a couple nights ago. Bases loaded, one out. Based on how that inning was playing out, what were you looking for when you swung first pitch?
I was honestly just looking for a pitch that I could get into the outfield, at least get one run across, cool, tie the game up, and give the next guy an opportunity to come up and do something. So I think main thing was is just, you know, trying to be smart up there, try to be disciplined, wait for a pitch that I could hit and at least get one of those across and go from there, and was able to get, you know, a fastball low and in and recognized it and was able to get two on the board. So,
well, this isn't the first walk-off you've hit this season. You had that big walk-off homer down in Delmarva, but it is your first walk-off with the Ironbirds. How did it feel to deliver for the squad?
Yeah, well, it felt great. Just, you know, coming in, it was like, you know, these guys with the Cyclones, you know, real slider heavy, throwing a lot of sliders, and, you know, it's one thing that, you know, still trying to work on, having a little bit of trouble with. But, you know, there's always something you got to get better at, and I think that's one thing I've been focusing on. So going up there, I was thinking, you know, probably going to get a slider, but, you know, still being ready for the fastball. So whenever I got it, you know, I knew I had to do something with it.
So you've only been with the Ironbirds for a few weeks, but what have you learned about yourself as a baseball player since you came up?
I think the biggest thing is just learning what you need to do. You know, not overdoing it, not underdoing it, but, you know, you kind of have free range to, you know, work on whatever you want and go from there. So just try to find that happy medium of what you need to do that's going to get you ready for the game and also, you know, help you get better every day, but, you know, also to the point where you're not exhausted going into the game, and just, you know, try to find certain things to do that, you know, little things to work on and, you know, take it from there.
Three walk-off wins in the last four games for the Birds, 2 games over .500, close to the end of the first half of the season. What's special about this group?
Oh, it's just, it's awesome. Just the guys, you know, we all click pretty well together. You know, you got a bunch of, you know, clowns that make it fun, you know, but also whenever it comes down time to play, you know, we lock in and, you know, we just go out there and have fun and enjoy each other's presence and go from there.
All right, Creed, thanks for the time, man.
Thank you.
Michael Marcantini back here on the Ironbirds pregame show. I'm joined by Ironbirds outfielder Dylan Beavers. Dylan, big moment for you last night. Pinch hit opportunity, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, one out, and you delivered a two-run walk-off single. How did it feel to deliver for your team, man?
I felt good, especially with, you know, it was a good energy. A lot of fans for a firework night and stuff, and yeah, I was just trying to stay ready the whole game. I knew I wasn't in the starting lineup, but Birdo and the coaching staff are really, you know, they really emphasize staying ready even when you're not in the starting lineup, so just try to stay ready for that.
Now, did Birdo tell you before the bottom of the ninth inning that you were going to hit, and specifically hit in that spot for Valdez if it got to that point?
No, he just kind of, I think it was like the bottom of the seventh or top of the seventh. They just had us go down to get loose in case they needed us, so we took a couple swings in the cages, and I didn't know if I was going to hit or not until my spot came up kind of like in the ninth, or when Jackson was hitting, they said, hey, you're going to hit for Valdez. So kind of right before that, they told me I was going to hit.
Well, you've been locked in at the plate lately, and what were you looking for in that moment? What was the approach like with bases loaded, one out?
Yeah, I was just trying not to do too much, trying to keep my heart rate down, you know. It's a big mistake a lot of people make, and I've done it myself in that situation a million times. It's just like, treat it like another at-bat, you know. Situations obviously demands you to come through, but you got to treat it like just a regular at-bat and, you know, keep your same approach that you have in all your other at-bats. So I just try to keep it simple and take deep breaths and relax, treat it like any other AB.
You're on a little bit of a tear right now at the plate. What adjustments have you made over the last few weeks with your swing or just, you know, mindset, stuff like that?
Probably, I'd say the two biggest things are Just staying to the fastball and trusting my, you know, all the reps I'd done in practice to adjust to off speed. That's number one. And then number two, just starting earlier. I feel like I was getting beat late a lot early on in the season, especially kind of when I was struggling the last month or so. So just starting earlier and being geared up for the heater is kind of the only thing I've changed.
Well, you and the boys were as fired up as I've seen you guys last night after the walk-off. Third walk-off win in four nights, 3 one-run wins in this series. So after the game, Roberto Mercado pulled you aside around the first base dugout area. What did he say to you there?
He just told me, like, kind of let me know. He's put me in that spot before a few times, and I haven't necessarily came through throughout the beginning of the season. So he just kind of reminded me, he's like, hey, you know, we don't care how you do in those spots, but we want to keep putting you in those spots just so you can practice and learn kind of what you need to do when you come in to pinch hit and opportunities like that. So he's just kind of said he was proud that I came through there, but that he's just going to keep putting me in those spots. And a lot of guys on the team, he wants us to get in those pressure scenarios just to practice. And so, you know, say one day we get to Camden and get in that spot, it's like, you've been there before, done that, so it's not too much on your plate.
All right, John, thanks so much for the time, man.
Yep, thank you.
All right, so there is my interview with Creed Willems and Dylan Beavers from earlier today talking about their walk-off hits in back-to-back nights. Birds have 3 wins so far in 4 games this series, all on walk-offs in which they trailed by a run entering their final at-bat. So the Birds continue to get it done, coming from behind in 3 straight of this series to win them. And they will go for win number 4 in the 5-game stretch. But before they do that, we're going to take a pause for the national anthem here in Aberdeen. And when we come back, we get you the starting lineups and the pitching matchup for tonight's game. The Birds are out on the field. We are ready for the anthem. So keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen. All right, Birds fans, time to fly here in Aberdeen as we get set for Game 5 of a 6-game series between the visiting Brooklyn Cyclones and your Aberdeen Ironbirds. Hi, everyone. My name is Michael Mark Cantonini, bringing you all the action tonight, as always, for every Ironbirds home game this season. Well, it's been a fun ride lately for the Birds. They're 7-3 on the current 12-game homestand through 10 games, with 2 more to play tonight and then the homestand finale tomorrow at 2:05. Let's get you the starting lineups for tonight's game. The Birds are out on the field, ready to go. Here is the starting lineup for the Birds. Leading off in center field, Judd Fabian. Jackson Holliday's over at second base. He bats second. Dylan Beavers in right field. He bats third. The four-hole hitter is Silas Ardouin. He's the catcher. Jacob Teeter over at first base, batting fifth. Frederick Benkosme is the shortstop. He bats sixth. Maxwell Costas in the 7-hole. He's the designated hitter. Toby Welk in the 8-hole. He is playing left field tonight. And rounding out the lineup, batting 9. It's the third baseman, Isaac De Leon, behind right-hander Alex Pham, who's making his 12th appearance of the season, 10th start. Pham has been excellent this year, one of the best pitchers in the entire South Atlantic League. So he gets the ball. He is throwing his warm-up pitches. And while he does that, let's get you the Cyclones starting lineup. Leading off in center field, Alex Ramirez batting second, the designated hitter, DeAndre Smith. William Lugo's over at third base. He bats third. Omar De Los Santos in the 4-hole batting in left field. Jalen Palmer's in right field. He's the 5-hole hitter. Chase Estep, the second baseman, batting 6th. Drake Osborne doing the catching, batting 7th. Eduardo Salazar
in the 8-hole over at first base. And rounding out the lineup, batting ninth, it's the shortstop Cesar Berbessi. Behind right-hander Blade Tidwell, who's making his 11th start of the season for Brooklyn. So a couple of young right-handers going at it tonight. It's Tidwell for the Clones, Pham for the Birds. Birds rocking there. Alternate light blue home jerseys with Iron Birds written across the chest in white cursive lettering, slanted and orange outline. The blue pants as well with black and orange piping down the sides. The Birds are wearing the alternate blue hats with royal slash navy blue on the back and the brim with light blue on the front of the cap with the outline of the Maryland state logo with the Maryland flag design in Birds colors in it. On the flip side, the Cyclones wearing their road gray tops and bottoms with blue sleeves on the jerseys, blue caps. The first pitch of the night from Alex Pham is a fastball in at 90 miles an hour, swing and a miss from Alex Ramirez, and we are underway here in the Dean. Alex Ramirez, DeAndre Smith, and William Lugo, the top three in the order. Next pitch from Pham catches the outer part of the plate. It is 0-2. Pham doing a good job of getting ahead of the leadoff man Ramirez, who's had a nice series. He's been in the leadoff spot in every game so far. 0-2 pitch coming up. Fastball on the outside corner, a called strike three. Quick work of Alex Ramirez for Alex Pham. And the Birds starter has out number one here in the first via strikeout. Well, that is Pham's 68th strikeout of the season. He's walked just 23. He enters tonight's game with a 2.58 ERA, just 13 earned runs and 45 and a third innings of work, now in his 12th appearance of the year. 5'11 right-hander in his third professional season, just 23 years old. Gets a swing and a miss there. Four pitches, four strikes, and DeAndre Smith, the DH, is behind 0-1. Smith having a nice series. A one, swing and a miss. So five pitches, five strikes, and Pham has generated three swings and misses early on tonight. Now DeAndre taking his time, steps out of the box. So he looks to regroup. Pham looking to make it two up, two down. We'll see if he can go back-to-back strikeouts. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Two strikeouts for Alex Pham, six pitches, six strikes, and he is rolling early. So he's two-thirds of the way to an immaculate inning. And for those tuned into the broadcast tonight that don't know what that is, that's when a pitcher throws nine pitches in an inning, nine strikes, gets three strikeouts. So he's got a shot here. Here's the three-hole hitter, William Lugo. First pitch to Lugo. That's downstairs ball, so that's over. Clearly it was my fault because I talked about it. So the count is 1-0. Lugo at third base tonight for Brooklyn. Next pitch from Pham, breaking ball popped up behind home plate, and that one will land in the second row behind home plate. Let's set the defense for the Birds. Silas Arduet is behind the plate doing the catching. Isaac De Leon over at third base. Frederick Bencosme is the shortstop. Jackson Holliday at second base. Jacob Teeter over at first. Toby Welk playing left field. Judd Fabian patrolling center, and Dylan Beavers manning right. Pham looking to get ahead. Here's the 1-1. That's low and away. Count is 2-1. Pham's best start of the season was his last start overall. Pitched in that Asheville series. Gets a swing and a miss there. It's 2-2. On June 10th at home against Asheville, five innings of no-hit baseball, and he tied a career high with 11 strikeouts. We'll talk a little bit more about that outing throughout his outing tonight. 2-2, swing and a miss. Too easy for Alex Pham. Strikes out the side in order. And we are scoreless through a half inning of play. Pham getting the job done. We'll see if the Birds' bats can get the job done. No score after a half. We're going to the bottom of the first after these messages on MILB-TV Bally Live and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now. Save over 25% and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group?
Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronbirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronbirdsBaseball.com.
Alex Pham mowed down the Cyclones in order in the top of the first. 3 strikeouts on 11 pitches. And now Judd Fabian, Jackson Holliday, and Dylan Beavers will get it started for the Birds in the home half. Fabian took strike 1, counts 0-1. Judd ready to go. Next pitch, swing and a miss, went upstairs for the fastball. It is 0-2. Right-hander Blade Tidwell has the ball for Brooklyn tonight. 6'4 right-hander, 22 years old in his second professional season. Tidwell working fast. He's set on the mound. Here's his 0-2 to Fabian. That's high. Count goes to 1-2. Well, Pham struck out the first 2 batters in Brooklyn's lineup, Alex Ramirez and DeAndre Smith, on 6 pitches. And then needed just 5 to get Lugo. 1-2. Fabian swings and misses there, so he has gone on 4 pitches. A lot of strikeouts early as Tidwell picks up out number 1. That brings up Jackson Holliday. Slides over to second base tonight. He did not start in last night's game, but entered as a pinch hitter in the bottom of the 9th, reached on a fielder's choice slash throwing error on the pitcher Michael Krause. First pitch to Holliday, over for a strike. It's 0-1. No score, bottom 1, with 1 out and no one on for Holliday, who leads the South Atlantic League in on-base percentage this season. Takes high and away, and part of it is because he works the count so well. Always has the count in his favor and works a lot of walks. So a 457 on base for Holliday this year. The next closest is at 427. Takes outside, it's 2-1. So a 30-point difference from Holliday down to the guy in second place in on base percentage this season in the Sally League. Pretty impressive there. 2-1. Takes again, it's 3-1. So the fact that Jackson's leading the South Atlantic League in on base percentage is impressive. The fact that he's doing it by 30 points over the next closest guy is impressive, but it's even more impressive that he's doing it at 19 years old. And he's on base again with 1 out here in the bottom of the first. He takes ball 4 low, a 5-pitch walk. And Tidwell, like so many other pitchers in this league, trying to nibble around the corners, get Jackson to chase. Well, he just doesn't do that. Jackson really does not expand the zone. Knows the strike zone so well, has a great eye up there. Even on the close pitches that look like strikes, he knows they're balls. So here's Dylan Beavers. Takes a pitch off the plate, and Tidwell's just missing. It's 1-0. Beavers, the walk-off hero last night. He did not start in the game last night either. Entered as a pinch hitter for Luis Valdez with the bases loaded and 1 out. Birds down 1. Move over to first. Holliday dives back into the bag. Talked to Dylan before the game about the approach at the plate, how it felt to deliver the walk-off. You know, just his approach lately, because he's been tearing the cover off the ball. Done a great job bringing home runs. 1-0, and Dylan said that the biggest thing last night when he came up with a chance to walk it off was just slowing his heart rate down, you know, just treating it like any other at-bat. Now, of course, that situation calls for, you know, somebody to deliver in a big moment, but Beaver said just treat it like another at-bat, slow things down, just breathe, move over to first. Holliday dives back in again, and for Dylan, he said that that's a situation that he's been in multiple times previously this season and hasn't delivered. And he was able to do it right there and just kind of remind himself, hey, look, you know, the moment's big, but I just got to simplify things up there. Another move over to first, and once again, Holliday's in there. Well, and Jackson's going to second. I think Tidwell moved over to first one too many times. Those new pickoff moves in minor league baseball, you're only allowed to go over so many times.
So Jackson is aboard in scoring position now at second. So a walk, and then he gets to second because of too many pickoff moves. And now Beavers has a man in scoring position with one out. No score yet, but the Birds are threatening here in the home first. Tidwell set on the mound. 2-0, that's high and away. So 3-0 on Beavers. Tidwell enters tonight's game with a 4.89 ERA, 21 earned runs in 38 and two-thirds. This is his 11th start. All of his appearances are in a starting role. 60 strikeouts, 33 walks, so high walk totals, high strikeout totals. Something you see a lot with young pitchers. Strike on the outer half, it's 3-1. See what Beavers can do with a hitter's count. Next pitch from Tidwell, high ball four, so back-to-back walks. And that brings up Silas Ardouin, who had the night off last night. He's back in there tonight. Top of this Birds lineup, well-rested. The 2-4 hitters, none of them started last night. Holiday and Beavers entered as pinch hitters, but definitely fresh now, back in there tonight. All right, so here's Silas Ardouin, swings at the first pitch, pops it up in the air, down the right field line, out of play. And the count's 0-1. So Fabian struck out swinging, Holiday walked, reached second because Tidwell made too many pickoff moves over at first. And then Beavers walked. 0-1 pitch outside to Silas. And the count's 1-1. Tidwell ranks 12th in the South Atlantic League in strikeouts this season with those 60 punch-outs, but walks have been an issue. Slowly hit ground ball to third. Holiday had to avoid Gill, the third baseman, throw to first in time to get Ardouin. So a 5-3 putout, Mateo Gill over to Eduardo Salazar. Holiday had to run in front of Gill there. Beavers the second, so Ardouin is retired. That brings up Jacob Teeter, who hit a solo home run in the second inning last night to produce the first run of the game for the Birds and their only run until they grabbed two in the ninth. Count quickly 0-1 on Teeter, the left-handed swinger over at first base again tonight. Hit that home run right in front of the scoreboard out into deep right center last night. Holiday, a huge lead at third. 0-1, Teeter skies one in the air, deep center. Ramirez goes back, but he will camp under it shy of the track, makes a basket catch, and the inning is over. Well, the Birds get two on with one out, but they do not score. And we are scoreless through one inning of play. We'll head to the top of the second after these messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
The Iron Birds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. For more information, that's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our fourth annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronbirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronbirdsBaseball.com.
Alex Pham back to work in the top of the second inning. He catches the inside corner with strike one. So 0-1 on Omar De Los Santos, the four-hitter for Brooklyn. No score after an inning of play. Pham set the clones down in order with three straight strikeouts in the first. And he gets a big swing and a miss there, count 0-2. So De Los Santos, Jalen Palmer, and Chase Estep, the 4-5 and 6 hitters for the clones. 0-2 from Pham, a little bit low, count 1-2. Umpires in tonight's ballgame, Trey Jester calling balls and strikes. Jesse Bush has the bases. Pham waiting for the sign from Ardoin, has it. Set at the belt, 1-2. Pitch missed a little high there, it's 2-2. So 5 no-hit innings for Pham with a career-high tying 11 strikeouts in his last outing, which came a week ago against the Tourists. 2-2, fouled back. And in that game in which he tossed 5 no-hit innings, the Birds took a combined no-hitter into the 7th. They had it through 6 1/3 before the Tourists got their first hit of the game. Birds eventually won the game 11-1. 2-2, breaking ball popped up right side, shallow right. Beavers coming on, and he makes the grab, losing his hat in the process. And De Los Santos is retired for out number one here in the second. That brings up Jalen Palmer. Well, in that outing on June 10th, with the 11 strikeouts, Pham generated 23 swings and misses that night. He had a 33% swinging strike rate against the Tourists. Was consistently missing bats. First pitch to Palmer, low and away, 1-0. Strikeout breakdown for Pham in that start. 5 punchouts with the cutter, 4 with the fastball, 1 with the splitter, and 1 with the curve. 1-0. Misses low there. Pham does not fall behind many hitters. He's only walked 23 on the season. Now up over 46 innings of work. 2-0, ripped down the left field line, but foul. Ricochets off the padded wall down there, and Karam's back onto the field of play. Welk picks it up. He'll chuck that one into the stands. A nice grab by a fan down there to catch that ball. So the count's 2-1. 4-up, 4-down for Pham so far tonight. Needed just 11 pitches to get through the first. 2-1, that's high. Now Pham looks to come all the way back. Next pitch, low and away, ball 4. So a one-out walk to Jalen Palmer, and the Cyclones have their first base runner of the night. That brings up Chase Estep, the second baseman. Estep was in the 7-hole last night. He's bumped up a spot. And a nice night last night. Singled in the 5th, and then brought home the go-ahead run for Brooklyn with a sack fly in the top of the 9th. Of course, the Birds erased that one-run deficit and won it with 2 in the 9th. Estep swings over a changeup there, counts 0-1. See, that's a splitter, not a changeup. Pham set again with a runner at first and one down. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Another splitter diving down in the zone. It's 0-2. Pham loves that splitter. He also has a fastball, a cutter, a slider, and a curve to work with, and when I talked to him a couple weeks ago, he said that the cutter has really been a go-to pitch for him. Runner takes off, 0-2, low and away. Throw down from Ardoin. The tag from Ben Cosme, got him. Well, that throw was a little bit offline, but Ben Cosme came out in front of the bag and put a quick tag down and got Palmer on the backside, and Ardoin throws out another attempted base stealer. Silas getting it done behind the dish. He has now thrown out 17 attempted base stealers this season. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Pham. 4 punch outs. And because of the caught stealing, he only faces the minimum three batters here in the second. So through 1.5, no score, Birds will look to get on the board in the home half after these messages on WAMD Aberdeen, the Ironbirds radio network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Bottom of the second inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini with you on the call. Birds nothing, Clones nothing here in the bottom of the second. Birds looking to make it 4 wins in 5 games this series as Frederick Benkosme leads things off here in the home second. Swing and a miss there. Counts quickly 0-2 against right-hander Blade Tidwell, who picked up a strikeout, a groundout, and a flyout to work around 2 1-out walks in that first inning. 0-2 from Tidwell, high and away. Good take from Benkosme. Silas Ardouin threw out yet another attempted base stealer to pick up the second out of that top of the second for Alex Pham. And then on the next pitch, Pham picked up out number 3 with his 4th strike out of the game. So the Birds getting it done on that side of things. We'll see what the bats can do. Count is 2-2 on Benkosme. As Tidwell readies his next pitch. Here it is. Fought off the hands, up over my head in the press box. You know, I'm ready tonight. I got the glove out. I'm ready. Ready to go. The glove is out. It's not in the drawer where I usually have it. So I'll be on my toes all night. 2-2 to Benkosme again. Swings and sends one in the air. Center field and deep. But Ramirez, who was playing shallow and shading left center, is able to make the grab on the run. Well, for those who were not tuned into the broadcast last night and don't know, first foul ball of the season in the broadcast booth last night. And it was a hot shot. I mean, it was coming up here hot. And it was one of those situations where I knew it wasn't coming directly at me, but I still just kind of ducked out of the way. I was not going to try to make that grab barehanded. And, you know, it wasn't in danger of hitting the laptop or anything like that. Wasn't going to get the broadcast equipment. So I was just like, hey, I'm getting out of the way. And that's what I did. Got the baseball, though, as Maxwell Costas swings at the first pitch and sends it out of play. Costas is the designated hitter tonight. He had a nice night last night, reached safely in all 4 of his plate appearances. Singled his first time up and then walked in each of his last 3 trips to the plate, including a key walk in that 9th inning to keep the rally going. Next pitch from Tidwell, 0-1, up in and around the hands. So the count 1-1 on Costas. Birds making some hard contact against Tidwell so far. 2 deep flyouts to center. 1-1. Costas fouls it back. And we'll do the 1-2 again. This is Tidwell's 2nd appearance against the Birds this season. Pitched against them on May 4th in Brooklyn. Costas gets one up there, deep center, but a few steps back for Alex Ramirez, and he has put away the last 3 outs out in Central. So 2 up, 2 down, and that brings up Toby Welk. So the last time that Tidwell faced the Birds, he gave up 3 earned runs in 5 innings of work. He took the loss that day, but a season-high tying 10 strikeouts that day. He's fanned 10 batters on 2 occasions this year. Next pitch from Tidwell outside to Toby Welk. The count is 1-0. Welk back in left field tonight. Swings and gets one high up in the air right side out of play. Count is 1-1. Tidwell looking for a 1-2-3 inning. He's retired 4 in a row since the walk to Beavers. Scoreless tie, bottom 2. Welk swings over a changeup there, way ahead of it. Tidwell has 4 pitches, fastball, slider, curveball, change. He used the changeup to his advantage there. So a ball and 2 strikes with 2 down and no one on. As Welk regroups. Next pitch from Blade, fouled back. It's one of the dopest names I've come across in this league this year, Blade Tidwell. Anytime you're named Blade, I mean, that's pretty dope. So he's ready to throw his next pitch. Still a ball and 2 strikes on Welk. Here it is, and another one fouled back. Well, Welk played a key role in the walk-off win on Tuesday night, as well as the walk-off on Thursday night. 1-2 outside. And on Thursday night, he made 2 really nice grabs in left field. One running in the left center gap. The other one was on a ball that came in. He made a sliding grab, shading towards the left field line, and then worked a leadoff walk in the bottom of the 10th that night. Next pitch sent softly up the middle, backhanded over to first, dug out by Salazar. Nice play by Chase Estep. And the inning is over. So a 1-2-3 inning for Blade Tidwell. He's retired 5 in a row. And he is through 2 scoreless, just like Alex Pham. So we'll head to the top of the third and see if Pham can keep it a scoreless tie. We'll head there next on MILB-TV Bally Live and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the third inning, no score here in Aberdeen. Alex Pham back to work. He gets 7-8-9 in the Cyclones order. Drake Osborne, Eduardo Salazar, and Mateo Gil. The original lineup for Brooklyn tonight had Cesar Berbessi in the 9-hole, but it's Mateo Gil in the 9-hole instead. First pitch of the inning, rocketed down to third. Diving stop by De Leon. Gets up, spikes it off the turf. Picked by Teeter at the bag. Look at Isaac De Leon flashing the leather. Nice pick down that third base line. Took extra bases away from Drake Osborne. And the Birds continue to flash the leather. They've put on a defensive clinic this series. Routine plays, highlight reel plays, doesn't matter. Getting it done with the gloves. And that is a big out for Pham. And instead of a man on second and no outs, it's 1 out and no one on. So here is Eduardo Salazar, the first baseman. De Leon has spent most of his time at third base this season. And that is a really nice play. He was hugging the line, so it helped that he was over that way. But nothing easy about that play at all. 1-0 is over for a strike. 1-1. Well, because Pham generated so many swings and misses in his last start, 23, I've decided to keep track tonight as I go. 1-1 pitch. Chopper out to second. Holiday comes up on it. Over to first. And a 4-3 putout is out number two. So I'm keeping track tonight. He had 23 swings and misses in his last outing over five no-hit innings. Picked up six swings and misses in the first, four more in the second, so 10 through 2 2/3 at this point. And that is just such a key in baseball nowadays. Can you miss bats? You know, it doesn't matter how you do it, but can you do it? First pitch to Mateo Gil, over for a strike. Mateo Gil is playing third base tonight. Cesar Berbessi was in the lineup as the shortstop, so instead William Lugo, who was supposed to play third, is at short, and Gil is at third. 0-1, tap foul. Birds and Clones locked in a scoreless tie, two outs and no one on, top of the third inning. Now time is called, Gil wants it. Counts 0-2. See if Pham can pick up his fifth strike out of the game. Three in the first, one in the second. Two ground outs so far here in the third. Pham's 0-2, swing and a miss. Too easy for Alex Pham. Give him five strikeouts through three scoreless, and he works another 1-2-3 inning. 11 swings and misses for Pham through those three scoreless, and he is locked in. He's faced a minimum through three. We'll head to the bottom of the third and see if the Birds can break this scoreless tie. Keep it locked right here on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Isaac De Leon leads off the bottom of the third for the Birds after he saved extra bases with a diving stop down the third baseline, made the play at first for out number one in the top of the first, saved extra bases. On a ball hit by Drake Osborne, Alex Pham, another 1-2-3 inning, two groundouts and a strikeout. And now first pitch to De Leon is high from Blade Tidwell. It's 1-0. Pham is really locked in tonight. He's faced the minimum 9-3. He's got five strikeouts one time through the order. He's allowed just one base runner, a walk, and that walk was erased on a caught stealing. Counts 2-0 on De Leon. So Isaac in the 9-hole, then back to the top for Fabian and Holiday. See what the Birds can do against Tidwell here in the third. Pop up right side of the diamond. See who wants it. Palmer, the right fielder, in a couple steps. He makes the grab. So Tidwell settling in. He's retired six in a row now. Steady diet of flyouts tonight. Four air outs. Three to the center fielder, Ramirez. One to Palmer, the right fielder right there. So we go back to the top for Judd Fabian, the center fielder. Fabian struck out swinging his first time up. First pitch, swing and a miss. Fabian has hit safely in 25 of 37 games since the start of May. He has 10 multi-hit games in that stretch and 7 multi-RBI games. He rips one down the third baseline past Gill. It ricochets off the padded wall and juts back out of the field of play. Fabian digging for second, a head-first dive, and he is in with a one-out double here in the bottom of the third. Fabian got a pitch he could do something with, ripped it down that third baseline. Gill, a diving attempt, but Unlike De Leon in the previous half inning, he cannot make the play. And now Jackson Holliday will hit with the go-ahead run in scoring position. Holliday walked his first time up and reached second on a disengagement violation on the pitcher, Tidwell. Fabian dances off the base. First pitch to Holliday is high. Jackson leads the South Atlantic League in on-base percentage. He's got great numbers overall. He's in the top 10 in all the important percentage categories. Batting average on base, slugging, OPS. 1-0, fastball down the chute. It's 1-1. No score in the bottom of the third. Bird's looking to get on the board first with Fabian at second and only one out. 43rd game at High A for Jackson after 14 in Delmarva, Low A Carolina League to start the year. Takes high and away there, 2-1. With his walk in the first inning, Holliday now has exactly as many walks as he does strikeouts with the Ironbirds, 38 of each. And to have a strikeout to walk ratio of 1, especially in today's game with so much swing and miss, that's awesome. Fabian is caught in a pickle here, throw to third. I think he avoided the tag, but he is called out. Well, apparently not. No argument. Well, Judd tried that momentum lead out at second, and Tidwell stepped off, and so that's a pickoff caught stealing. 1-5 on the putout. And now two outs and no one on for Holliday. 2-1 pitch. Jackson flicks it down the left field line out of play. 2-2. Birds lead the South Atlantic League in stolen bases, but Fabian got a little too aggressive there. Now Holliday trying to keep the inning going. 2-2 to Jackson. Called strike three, fastball inner half. And he is gone for out number three here in the third. Two strikeouts for Tidwell. He's through three scoreless and works around that one-out double. We are still scoreless through three full. We'll head to the top of the fourth. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585, or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Maple Grove Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 410-394-4000. That's 410-394-4000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Maple Grove Medical Clinic now to qualify. 410-394-4000.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's four.
Alex Pham goes back to work in a scoreless game, top of the fourth. Birds and Cyclones in game 5 of 6 this week. In game 11 of a 12-game homestand for the Birds, Pham starts Alex Ramirez off with strike one, fastball in the outer half. Ramirez steps out, takes his time out. Counts 0-1. Top of the order for the Clones, Ramirez, Smith, and Lugo. Still looking for their first hit in the game. Just one base runner. A one-out walk in the second to Jalen Palmer, but he was caught stealing. 0-1 over for a strike, and Pham continues to pepper the strike zone. See if he can pick up another strikeout. He has 5 in the game. Up to 72 on the season. 0-2 fouled back. Well, entering tonight's game, Pham ranks tied for 10th in the South Atlantic League in strikeouts. Definitely moving up that ladder tonight with his 5 so far. Struck out the side in order in the first, then picked up one each in the second and third. 0-2 on Ramirez, breaking ball off the plate. You can pretty much pencil Pham in to go at least four innings. The way he's pitching, you can pretty much pencil in five. He's gone a career-high five innings four times this year, maybe headed towards a fifth. Right-hander ready, 1-2, that's high as well, 2-2. Fastball in at 93 there. See what he and Arduin want to go with here. All four infielders back deep. De Leon, the third baseman, hugging the line. 2-2, got him. Another strikeout for Pham. It's his sixth of the game, and it is the 12th swing and miss he has generated so far. So Ramirez is gone for out number one in the inning, and that brings up DeAndre Smith. Not much else that Pham can do. He has been nearly perfect tonight. He walked a batter, but that's the only runner that's reached against him. Pitch outside. So up to six strikeouts now. And he is dealing. Hangs that leg towards the third base dugout. 1-0. Ground ball to short. Ben Cosme stays down on it. Crow hop throw to first. Two up, two down here in inning number four. Well, the Birds pitching staff as a whole has been excellent in June. Among all teams at the high A level, so every major league club's high A affiliate, so 30 teams in the three high A leagues, the Birds rank third in ERA at 279, fourth in batting average against at 202, and fourth in opponent OPS at 603. There's a called strike on William Lugo, the shortstop. It's 0-1. And then the Birds are first in strikeouts, 160 entering tonight's game, a one swing and a miss. And second in strikeouts per nine innings, 11.2 per nine. I mean, those numbers are incredible, and it's the entire staff that's contributing to it. Pham ready to go. But now the home plate umpire, Trey Jester, calls for time, and I think it's a pitch clock violation on Pham, so that's an automatic ball. Doesn't matter, Pham ready to go. 1-0, swing and a miss, strike three. Seven strikeouts for Pham. He picks up two more strikeouts in a 1-2-3 fourth, and he has retired the last seven batters he's faced. Picks up three more swings and misses here in the fourth, give him 13 in the game, and he is rolling. Headed to the bottom of the fourth after this, still scoreless here in Aberdeen. Keep it locked right here on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Dylan Beavers leads off the home fourth for the Birds. No score between the Birds and Cyclones. Alex Pham has retired the last seven batters he's faced. He's through four scoreless. He has not allowed a hit. Continues to mow down the Clones. And now Beavers, Arduin, and Teeter, 3-4-5 for Aberdeen. Count is quickly 1-0 on Beavers. Blade Tidwell back out for another inning. He's allowed just one hit so far. It was a one-out double to Fabian in the third. Count is 2-0 on Dylan now. Beavers walked his first time up. Back-to-back walks for Tidwell in the first, but none since. Hard hit ground ball to first, but handled by Salazar. He'll take it to the bag himself. Three unassisted. Beavers retired, one out in the fourth. Brings up Silas Ardouin. Well, Silas Ardouin threw out his 17th attempted base stealer of the season back in inning number two. He's thrown out 17 base stealers in 54 attempts against him this year. That's good for a 31.5% caught stealing rate. Ready to hit. Swing and a miss. 0-1. So it goes without saying that he has been so good. You can even say elite behind the plate with how he calls a game, blocking pitches, framing pitches, his arm. Got a great pop time. As quick as anybody in the league. Counts 1-1 on him. He has meant so much to this Birds pitching staff. 1-1, swinging a foul tip into the glove of Osborne. And the count is 1-2. Time's called. Let's set the defense for Brooklyn. Drake Osborne's the catcher. Mateo Gill's at third. William Lugo over at short. Chase Estep at second. Eduardo Salazar at first. In the outfield, it's Omar De Los Santos in left, Alex Ramirez in center, and Jalen Palmer in right. Had some defensive changes before the game. Changes to the Brooklyn lineup as Ardouin is called out on strikes there. Two up, two down in the fourth. So didn't get a chance to announce the defense yet, but those are the eight defenders behind the pitcher, Tidwell. That brings up Jacob Teeter, trying to extend the inning, avoid another 1-2-3. First pitch to Teeter, called strike. He was not happy with that one. Count 0-1. Big home run for Teeter last night to tie the game at 1 in the bottom of the second. 0-1 outside. He led off that bottom of the second inning with the home run. Neither team scored after the second inning until the ninth when Brooklyn grabbed one in the top half and the Birds two in the home half to win it. 1-1 low. Three wins this series in four games for the Birds, all on walk-offs. Teeter ready for the 2-1. Here it is, outside 3-1, and not only three walk-offs, but three walk-offs in which they went into their final at-bat down a run. So to score two runs in their last at-bat three times in four games to win all three, that's impressive. Fastball high. Well, everybody thought it was high except for home plate umpire Trey Jester. Instead of ball four, it's strike two, and the count is full. So Teeter will have to grab his bat after he tossed it away. 3-2 pitch coming up with two outs and no one on. No score, bottom four. Alex Pham and Blade Tidwell locked in a pitcher's duel. 3-2 sent in the air, left field. De Los Santos a couple steps in. He makes the grab, and the inning is over. Another 1-2-3 inning for Blade Tidwell. It's his second of the game. We'll go back to Alex Pham in the top of the fifth. He's back out for another inning of work. Four scoreless so far in the books here in Aberdeen. Top five coming up next. Keep it locked right here on WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our fourth annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronbirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronbirdsBaseball.com.
No score, top of the fifth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Count is quickly 1-0 on Omar De Los Santos, the cleanup hitter for the Cyclones. 4-5-6 for Brooklyn. Alex Pham another inning. 1-0, swing and a miss. Well, that theme continues, getting a ton of swings and misses. That is his 14th swing and miss. At 11 over the first two innings. As he looks to navigate through the fifth. 1-1 count, swing and a miss again. It's 0-2, or 1-2. Pham has yet to allow a hit. The only base runner who's reached against him, Jalen Palmer, a one-out walk in the second. All four infielders back deep, outfield straight away. 1-2 in the dirt, smothered by Ardoin. So the count moves to 2-2. Really clean scorecard for Pham tonight. Three strikeouts in the first, faced a minimum three in the second after that one-out walk. And then 1-2-3, third and fourth innings. 2-2 pitch coming up. Foul tip in and out of the glove of Ardoin. I think that got a piece of Silas, and he comes up limping. And the home plate umpire, Trey Jester, is going to walk a new baseball out to Pham and give Ardoin some time to shake that one off. Looks like Silas is okay. I mean, you just can't put into words sometimes how much of a beating that catchers take throughout a season. Now, professional baseball is just a different animal. Minor leagues, 132 games here in the South Atlantic League, and Ardoin is back there most of the time. Take a foul tip every once in a while, 2-2, just off the plate, and those foul tips never feel good. Doesn't matter where it catches you. Count runs full. Pham looking for the first out of the fifth. Alex ready, payoff pitch, tap foul, and Omar De Los Santos stays alive. Omar flew out to right his first time up, and he is leading off the fifth as the cleanup hitter because Pham's faced the minimum so far. Alex has his sign, leg hangs towards the third base dugout, glove at the belt, 3-2 breaking ball that is tapped foul once again. Good battle right now between Pham and De Los Santos. In a scoreless game. Birds put two on with one out in the first. Did not score. Judd Fabian doubled with one out in the third, but he was picked off. 3-2, grounded foul down the third baseline. Three straight foul balls from De Los Santos. All four of the games this series decided by just one run. Brooklyn took game two on Wednesday. The Birds walk-off winners in the other three. Pham ready. 3-2 again. Called strike three on the outer half. Another strikeout for Pham. It's his eighth of the game. And he takes another stroll around the mound. Well, he's been able to do that a lot. And now he's got Jalen Palmer with one out and no one on here in the fifth. That is the first called strike three against a Cyclone tonight. One up, one down. Palmer, the only man to reach against Pham. Pitch over for a strike. So the count is 0-1. Pham consistently ahead of hitters in this one. Next one. And a little bit low. So Pham with 8 strikeouts, 6 swinging, 2 looking. 1-1, hard hit ground ball to third. De Leon has it on two bounces over to first. And it's a quick out number two for Pham. So he's through 4 2/3 of no-hit baseball right now. He didn't allow a hit in his last outing of 5 innings. So make that 9 2/3 innings. No hits allowed for Pham over his last two. It literally doesn't get any better than that. So here's Estep, the second baseman. Two gone and no one on, scoreless game, top five. First pitch from Pham, ground ball to the right side. Teeter has it, Pham over to cover, close play at the bag, but Pham's there. And it's another 1-2-3 inning for Alex. A strikeout and two groundouts. He's set down 10 in a row. And he looks as good as he's been all season. Something we've been able to say every start over the last few weeks. But Pham continues to roll. Through 4.5, we're scoreless. Bottom five after these messages on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics is here to help you, Ironbirds fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Baltimore area, Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing, and we love to see Ironbirds fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit agortho.com today and book your free consult. That's agortho.com for Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Frederick Benkosme leads off the bottom of the fifth for the Birds. No score here in Aberdeen. It's Benkosme, Costas, and Welk. 6-7-8 in the Birds' order. Alex Pham threw five innings of no-hit baseball for the second straight outing. Pitch misses inside to Benkosme. It's 2-0. Pham has set down 10 Cyclones in a row, and he's only allowed one base runner through five full today. Count 2-0 on Freddie. Next pitch from Tidwell inside. It's ball three. Just four base runners combined between the two teams tonight. Jalen Palmer, a one-out walk in the second for Brooklyn. And then two walks and a double for the Birds. 3-0 to Freddie, over for a strike, 3-1. Holiday and Beavers walked with one out in the first. And then Fabian doubled down the third base line in the third, but he was picked off. See if Freddie can reach here. 3-1 from Tidwell, swing and a miss. Fastball high and in. Counts full. Four in a row set down by Tidwell since the Fabian double. And just one base runner since the first. 3-2, Freddie flicks it foul out of play. We'll do the 3-2 again. All four infielders back deep. The outfielders are shallow on Freddie. 3-2 again, fouled over my head in the press box. Now that was directly over my head up in the broadcast booth. Yeah, I got the glove ready to go. I'm ready. I'm locked in. They're getting closer and closer up here. Here's the 3-2 pitch again, fouled back. And they're coming back up here. Freddie, it's these left-handed hitters, I'm telling y'all, these left-handed hitters. Keep fouling them up in my area up here in the broadcast booth. So I'm ready to go. 3-2 again. Ground ball up the middle, diving stop by Estep, but he can't make the throw. Slide from Estep to keep it in front, but then as he tried to make the transfer, didn't get it out of his glove cleanly, and Benkosme is on to start the fifth. See what the official scoring is there. Probably a hit, and it is a hit. That brings up Maxwell Costas, the designated hitter. Costas flew out to center his first time up after reaching safely in all four of his plate appearances last night. Short lead for Freddie at first. He's the go-ahead run. Costas swings and shoots one over towards the Birds' dugout. It's 0-1. No runs on two hits, no errors for the Birds. No runs, no hits, no errors for Brooklyn. Alex Pham, a no-hit bid through five. Blade Tidwell's been pretty good, too. 0-1, Costas gets one way up there in the air, but way foul down the left field line. And that one lands on the concourse and Big group of kids running after that one. Maxwell keeping the kids happy, getting somebody a souvenir. Count still 0-2. Freddie on first after the infield knock. And now Costas will look to keep it going. Tidwell set. Move over to first. Birds left 2-1 in the first, had one picked off in the third. And Tidwell worked 1-2-3 frames in the second and fourth. But here we are, home fifth, no score. 0-2 to Costas, that's high. Counts 1-2. Another great crowd on hand tonight in the Dean. And the weekend crowds, now that we're into the summer months, have been really good so far. They're only going to get better. 4,049 last night, after 1,443 on Thursday night. Freddie leads off first. Two-strike pitch. Misses a little bit high to Maxwell. It's 2-2. Maxwell, local guys from Baltimore, getting a chance to play in his hometown Orioles organization. 2-2 pitch off the plate. That's a good take there from Maxwell. It's 3-2. And Max said on a nightly basis here in Aberdeen, he's got a lot of people, friends, family, that come out to support him. So it's got to be so cool for him with the local connection, being able to play here in Aberdeen. 3-2 pitch, ripped down the left field line, hooking into the seats, foul. Well, Maxwell really coming on strong with the bat this season. And it's not necessarily always ripping the baseball, but he's finding ways on base. Now this season, Maxwell's posted an 830 OPS and a 397 on base percentage. The 397 on base is impressive. 3-2 again. Oh, outside corner, a called strike three. Costas thought it was ball four. A lot of people did, but it is strike three, and that is out number one here in the fifth. Brings up Toby Welk. So three walk-off wins for the Birds this series. And with the three walk-offs, that marks nine times this season that the Brooklyn Cyclones have been walked off. I mean, that's hard to do over an entire season, to have teams walk you off nine times. But that's nine times in the first half of this season. And then looking at a breakdown from series to series, the walk-offs, the Cyclones have now been walked off three times in a series on two occasions this year. Birds still two games left in the series. See if they can make it four. Here's Welk with one out and a man on. First pitch, flicks one over the head of Gill, the third baseman, into left. Benkosme had to wait up to see if it would be caught, but he moves to second. And it's a base hit for Toby Welk. Third hit for the Birds, second this inning. That one actually hit off the top of the glove of Gill. He jumped as high as he could, but couldn't make the grab. That brings up Isaac De Leon. Still no score, bottom five, but first and second with one out for the Birds. Another good scoring opportunity for Aberdeen. See if they can cash in. First pitch to Isaac. Chopper to third. Backhanded by Gill. Steps on third. Off-balance throw to first. It's over there to Salazar. And a 5-3 inning-ending double play marks five shutout innings for Blade Tidwell. So Pham and Tidwell going back and forth, throwing up zeros. And it is all zeros on the scoreboard through five innings of play here in the Dean. Well, Alex Pham is going to go back to work, working into the sixth inning for the first time this season. We'll talk more about that when we come back. No score here in Aberdeen. Head to the top of the sixth after these messages on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now. Save over 25%. And use them whenever you want, or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan.
call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that IronBirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an IronBirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury IronBirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the IronBirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Top of the sixth inning, no score in Aberdeen. Alex Pham goes back to work, and this is the first time this season that an Ironbirds pitcher has worked into the sixth inning. So Pham a chance to complete six and become the first Ironbird to do so this year. 7-8-9, Osborne, Salazar, and Gill for Brooklyn. 1-0, sent in the air, deep left field. Welk goes back at the track. He looks up, and that ball is into the Cyclones bullpen. No hitter gone, shutout gone. And the scoreless tie is gone. So Drake Osborne, his second time up to bat, sends one into his bullpen over the left field wall. And it is 1-0 Brooklyn on the solo shot. So 1-0 Brooklyn, and that is not the way Pham wanted to start the inning. And, I mean, he has been so good tonight. He allowed just the one walk, only base runner against him in five innings. And then the home run. So here's Eduardo Salazar, the first baseman. He's 0-1 with a ground out. 58 pitches for Pham entering the sixth inning. Here's his 1-0. Misses inside. It's 2-0. Eight strikeouts for Pham tonight. See if he can get to double digits again. 2-0 pitch inside. It's 3-0. So with the eight strikeouts tonight, it's the sixth time this season the Pham has fanned six or more. It's the third time he's fanned eight or more. 3-0 pitch over for a strike. So looking to work all the way back now. Three-one fly ball to right. Beavers goes back on it a couple steps back, makes the grab, and that is out number one. So good job by Pham to come back after allowing the home run and pick up out number one here in the inning. So that sets a season high for an Ironbirds pitcher. 5 1/3 innings of work. Birds pitchers had worked five innings in a game on 14 occasions, 15 counting tonight, but now tonight's is 5 1/3. So that is a season high in innings, counting starters and relievers for the Birds. Now Silas Ardoin out to talk with Pham after Mateo Gill took ball one to start the inning, or to start the AB. So 1-0 Brooklyn with one out and no one on in the top of the sixth. Meeting on the mound over. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Gill chased a fastball up. Pham went with the hard stuff right there. He's set again, ready to go. 1-1 breaking ball spoiled foul down the third baseline. Just patched the outstretched arm of Brooklyn manager and third base coach Chris Newell. So the count's 1-2. See if Pham can get number nine. 1-2 pitch, high and away. So the count goes to 2-2. Drake Osborne, a leadoff home run here in the sixth. That's the difference. First hit of the night for Brooklyn. 2-2 down in the dirt. Peel, no swing. Counts full. Well, there's no one throwing in the Birds' bullpen right now, so this is Pham's inning. Some guys loosening up, but that's about it. 3-2 pitch coming up from Alex with the bases empty. This one popped up right side of the diamond, shallow right, and it's Beavers who runs in and makes the grab. So back-to-back flyouts to Dylan. Two gone, back to the top of the order for Ramirez. Ramirez 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. And Pham settling in after allowing the homer. Well, we're in the top of the sixth inning right now. The game was just over an hour old after 5 full. Up and in. So these two teams playing at a really swift pace tonight. Pham is working quickly ever since the homer. 1-0, swing and a miss. Pitch in the dirt there. Nice stop by Ardoin. Now Pham comes set again. Count is 1-1 on the center fielder Ramirez. Next pitch off the plate. A little bit low. 2-1. Ramirez has had a tough series, just two hits in 17 at-bats. Swings and fouls one back behind home plate. Count 2-2, so Pham one pitch away from getting out of it. That Drake Osborne leadoff homer looming large right now. 1-0 in a pitcher's duel. 2-2, fouled off down the right field line. Well, one of my keys to the game tonight was get it done early. Birds with no runs through five innings at the plate. They'll have to get it done late again. 2-2 just missed down low, apparently. Now, I mean, I say apparently because I don't think it missed at all. But the home plate umpire, Trey Jester, thought it did. Pham was headed into the dugout. So a 3-2 pitch is coming up. Cyclones 1, Birds nothing, top of the sixth. Cyclones have been ahead in every game so far this series, but the Birds are 3-1 this week. 3-2 off the plate, ball 4. And then it's just the second walk of the night for Pham. He doesn't walk a lot of guys. But now two outs for the designated hitter, DeAndre Smith. It looks like pitching coach Austin Miney is going to come out and talk with Alex. He will. Well, I talked with Austin before the game yesterday, and he was my guest on the pregame show talking things over and just about how this season has gone and all the Ironbirds pitchers this year who have won monthly awards, whether it's among Orioles minor league players or in the South Atlantic League, and just the strides that the guys on this pitching staff has made. And Austin gives a lot of credit to the guys for all the work that they put in, sound routines. They come in and get their work in. They work hard. And one of the things that he said in the interview was that the Ironbirds, they have to be systematic with the buttons they press. And that sounds very businessy, very analytical. And it's because it is. I mean, that's how organizations operate nowadays. I mean, like Miney said, they're looking to develop major league pitchers. They're not looking to develop high A pitchers. They want these guys to continue to move up and succeed throughout their careers. So they're doing things systematically here. And that's why it took until today in late June for an Ironbirds pitcher to work past the fifth inning. Runner was off on the pitch, but Ramirez will have to retreat to first. Smith fouled that one back. It's 0-1. So the Birds consistently early on this season, starters were going 3-4 innings, and then as you get into late May and June, they're going 5 full innings. And coming out after that, you got the tandem pitcher coming out of the bullpen throwing 4 innings in relief of a guy who went 5, things like that. So there's a system in place to help these guys develop. And they don't want to overuse them either. 0-1, swing and a miss. Count 0-2 now. And Miney, I've talked to a lot of guys about Miney and the work that he does for these guys. And Ryan Hennin told me the other day that he's a genius. That was the word he used. 0-2 breaking ball, swing and a miss. Ardouin blocks it to keep it in front, throws down to first in time to complete the strikeout, and the inning is over. Four more swings and misses for Alex Pham in the sixth. He strikes out 9 through 6 innings of one-run baseball. But the Clones grab the lead on the leadoff homer from Drake Osborne. It's 1-0 Brooklyn through 5.5. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth, see if the Birds can get that run back and maybe more. Keep it locked right here on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Top of the order for the Birds in the home half of the sixth. Judd Fabian, Jackson Holliday, Dylan Beavers. Birds trail 1-0 as Blade Tidwell goes back out there. 2-0 pitch to Fabian is over for a strike. It's 2-1. Fabian has one of 3 hits for the Birds tonight. A 1-out double in the third, but he was picked off and then thrown out trying to get to third. 2-1, swing and a miss. It's 2-2. Alex Pham allowed a leadoff home run to Drake Osborne in the top of the sixth, but he completed 6, allowing just the 1 run on 1 hit. 2-2, Fabian chases a fastball high. He has gone on strikes, and that is out number 1 of the sixth. Pham picked up a strikeout to end the inning. 9 strikeouts tonight. It's the third time this season he has fanned 9 or more in a game. For as good as he has been tonight, he's on the losing end right now, and so are the Birds down 1-0. Here's Holliday. First pitch, fastball right down the chute. It's 0-1. Jackson has reached base safely in all but 3 games he's played this year. 0-1, swings and pops one up down the left field line over for the third baseman Mateo Gilley, makes the grab in play, and Holliday is retired for out number 2. That brings up Dylan Beavers with 2 gone and no one on in the sixth. Birds down 1-0. Beavers entering tonight's game 11 for 32 with 2 homers, 4 doubles, 10 RBIs, and 6 walks in his last 9. Those 9 games spanning this current homestand. First pitch to him up top. He delivered the pinch hit, walk-off 2-run single in the bottom of the 9th last night. Birds walked it off on a wild pitch on Tuesday on a 2-run single from Creed Willems as that one smacked out to deep right, but Palmer is there in the gap, and he makes the grab. So it's a quick top of the 6th inning, 1-2-3 for Blade Tidwell. He has really settled in. And the Birds go down quietly once again. So Brooklyn leads 1-0 after 6. We'll head to the top of the 7th and see who is coming out of that Birds bullpen. Good one here in Aberdeen. Stay with me on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible,
undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Keegan Gillies is the new pitcher for the Birds, top seven. First pitch grounder to Ben Cosme at short, over to first. And a quick out number one for Gillies here in the seventh. William Lugo retired on one pitch. So Alex Pham's night is done. He gave up one earned run on just one hit in six innings of work, nine strikeouts, two walks. He threw 81 pitches, 53 strikes. And now it's a bullpen game for the Birds. The six innings for Pham, that's a career high. It's also a season high for an Ironbirds pitcher. First pitch from Gillies to the four-hole hitter Omar De Los Santos is over for a strike. It's 0-1. Pham generated 20 swings and misses tonight, fresh off 23 swings and misses in his last outing. Gillies ready to go. 0-1 to De Los Santos, high and away. So with the nine strikeouts tonight, and 11 in his last outing. That's 20 punch-outs over his last two starts, spanning 10 innings. He's allowed just one hit over his last 10 innings and 43 swings and misses in those 11 frames. 1-1, grounded softly to short, backhanded by Ben Cosme over to first. Teeter can't make the pick, and it's into the stands. So De Los Santos is on second. So a throwing error on Ben Cosme, and it's a two-base error as that ball got out of play. So it's one hit in 11 innings over his last two starts for Pham, and 20 strikeouts over his last 11, not 10. And it's even more impressive. But the one hit that Pham allowed came from Drake Osborne, a leadoff homer in the top of the sixth, and that's the difference right now. Just one hit for Brooklyn, but it's a home run. Three hits for the Birds, a double and two singles. They'll have to get things going with the bat. So man at second with Jalen Palmer due up. He is 0-for-1 with a walk. Gillies looks at second. First pitch, fastball down the chute at 93. Gillies has arguably been the best reliever in the South Atlantic League this year. Enters tonight's game with an 0.57 ERA in 14 appearances. Just one earned run on one hit in 15 and two-thirds. Runner takes off for third. Pitch outside, throw down from Ardoin. It pulls De Leon off the bag a little bit. But either way, De Los Santos had it beat. So stolen base for Omar. And the Birds will bring the infield in with one down here in the seventh. 26 strikeouts and just three walks for Gillies in his 16 full innings now after the first out tonight. 1-1, tap foul, it's 1-2. So his opponent batting average with just the one hit allowed this year, 0-21. And that ERA at 0.57. Doesn't get any better than that, really. And the 6'8 right-hander Gillies is set. Here's his 1-2, swing and a miss. Big punch out there for out number two. And that is the 10th strikeout tonight for Ironbirds pitchers. And for Gillies, that is his 27th punch out of the season. So 27-3 strikeout to walk ratio. And And take a look at these numbers. So Gillies this year has allowed an opponent OPS of 165. That's outstanding. Man on third, two down for Chase Estep. First pitch high and away. So if his opponent batting average was 165, it would be in the top 10 in the South Atlantic League. But that is his opponent OPS. Now, OPS, on-base percentage plus slugging percentage. So those two categories added up, it's still under 200. Just off the charts. It's not normal. 1-0 coming from Gillies. That's low. It's 2-0 on Estep, who was 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. Birds down 1-0, top 7 here in the Dean. Drake Osborne, a solo homer in the 6th, has produced the only run of the game. Birds and Brooklyn have played each other tight all series. Gillies readies the 2-0. Here it is. Fastball over for a strike. Each game so far this week has been decided by just one run. Birds with three walk-off wins. Brooklyn with a one-run win, 5-4 in game two of this series. 2-1, breaking ball a little bit low. It's 3-1. This is the second appearance of the series for Gillies. He pitched on Wednesday night, a scoreless inning with two strikeouts. Three perfect innings in June so far. 3-1 inside, ball 4. Well, no harm there. Estep reaches first with two down. So that sets up first and third for Osborne, who homered his last time up. Burns will hope to keep him in the park this time. It's the Cyclones 1 and the Ironbirds nothing, top of the 7th. Well, I mentioned Gillies has allowed just one hit and one run this year. Both came in two-thirds of an inning on May 31st at Hudson Valley. So his first 10 outings of the year were scoreless and hitless. First pitch to the right-handed hitting. Osborne is over for a strike. Breaking ball there. Gillies has a lot to work with in his bag. Four-pitch pitcher, fastball cutter, curveball splitter. That curveball was in for a strike. 0-1 fouled back. And count goes to 0-2. Six innings from Pham. And now two-thirds of an inning so far from Gillies, looking to get through the 7th and keep this a one-run game. Gillies is set. 0-2, tap or foul. And the inning continues for the Clones. Between Gillies and Pham, the two have walked just three batters tonight. Now, last night, three Ironbirds pitchers did not walk a batter at all. First time this season that's happened after five games in which Birds pitchers had walked just one. They get none last night. 0-2 outside. Snap throw to third. Runner back. Well, Arduin thought about throwing down a second. He faked it, threw down to third. But De Los Santos got back to the bag. So the count's 1-2 with runners at second and third now. So Estep picks up a stolen base. And the count is 1-2 on Drake Osborne. Big hole on the right side. All four infielders deep for the Birds. De Los Santos dances off third. 1-2 from Gillies. Fly ball right center field, sinking quickly, and it's down. Both runners come in to score. It's a two-run single for Drake Osborne. And all of a sudden, it's 3-0 Brooklyn. Off the end of the bat. Now, both runs will be unearned because of the error earlier in the inning on Ben Cosme. So Gillies allows two, but both unearned. De Los Santos in from third, Estep in from second. So the stolen base proves to be huge because Brooklyn gets two instead of one there. That brings up Eduardo Salazar. So Osborne has the only two hits tonight for Brooklyn, and Salazar swings over that pitch. It's 0-1. He's 0-for-2 tonight. But two more runs home. And with the way this series has gone, a three-run lead feels like an eight-run lead. I mean, these two teams have really played each other tight. 0-1 down the right field line, and it's Beavers who makes the grab on the run. Nice play by Dylan to get to that baseball, and the inning is over. Two runs on one hit, one error, and one man left on in the top of the seventh. Time to stretch here in Aberdeen. Birds down 3-0. Got to get it going with the bats. Keep it locked right here on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Maple Grove Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 410-394-4000. That's 410-394-4000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Maple Grove Medical Clinic now to qualify. 410-394-4000.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Bottom of the seventh inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. 3-0 Brooklyn over Aberdeen. Silas Ardouin, Jacob Teeter, and Frederick Benkosme, 4, 5, and 6 for the Birds. First pitch to Freddie, misses high, and the count is 1-0. So Ardouin, who's 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout, will look to start things up against right-hander Blade Tidwell, who's worked into the seventh inning for the first time this season. Pitch over for a strike, it is 1-1. Prior to tonight, Tidwell had not completed more than 5 1/3 on the season. 1-1, Ardouin skies one in the air, center field. Ramirez drifts back, makes the grab. One out. His season high came against these Ironbirds on May 4th. 5 1/3 innings of three-run ball that night. Other than that, he had completed exactly 5 innings 3 times, but now up to 6 1/3 and trying to get through 7. Clones grab 2 more runs in the top of the seventh. They both came with 2 outs, both unearned because of an error earlier in the inning. Teeter swings at the first pitch. Another one to straightaway center. Ramirez a couple steps back. Now he comes in. So back-to-back flyouts to center. And on just a few pitches, 2 up, 2 down for Tidwell. So it's up to Benkosme to keep the inning going. And Tidwell is cruising right now. He's at 90 pitches. And he's been really good. First pitch to Freddie's over for a strike. Third baseman Gill comes in a couple steps. He's playing even with the bag depth-wise off the line. The other three infielders are back deep at their positions. Ramirez, the center fielder, shading Freddie to the left center gap. Left and right for De Los Santos and Palmer straight away. And Freddie pops one out of play into the seats down the left field line. It's 0-2. Tidwell readies his 0-2 pitch. Here it is, swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone. Ben Cosme chased. And that is strikeout number 6 for Blade Tidwell. Now, he has retired 7 batters in a row. He is in a groove, and he is through 7 innings of shutout baseball. Through 7 full, it's Brooklyn 3, Aberdeen nothing. We'll head to the top of the 8th and see if the Birds can keep it where it is. New pitcher coming in. Keep it locked right here on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
The Iron Birds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Left-hander Ryan Hennen is the new pitcher for the Birds here in the top of the 8th. He takes over for Keegan Gillies, who gave up 2 unearned runs in the 7th. It's 3-0 Brooklyn here as we open the 8th. Top of the order, 9-1-2, Mateo Gill, Alex Ramirez, and DeAndre Smith. Gill pops up the second pitch of the inning, out of play, foul. It's 1-1. Had a chance to catch up with Ryan before the game a couple nights ago. He was my pregame guest. And talked to Ryan about working his way back from the injury that kept him out for over a month from early May till mid-June. Line drive to left, but Welk is there, and he makes the grab for out number one. So a good start to Hennen's night. And Ryan said that there were a lot of people that teamed up to help him get back on the mound, and that goes for the training staff, Torrey and Riley here in Aberdeen, the coaching staff helping him through things, coordinators, medical staff around the Orioles organization, especially down in Florida. He said he was on the phone with people down in Florida throughout the rehab process. They got Ryan back healthy, all of them combined to get him back out there, and he's looked really good. 1-0, nasty breaking ball there. That curveball had a ton of bite on it. And the count goes to 1-1 on Alex Ramirez. Birds down to their final 6 outs, down 3-0. Ground ball up the middle. That sneaks past a diving Holiday into center. And Ramirez is on safely for the second time in as many plate appearances. Walked his last time singles here. And one of the things that I found out about Ryan Hennen during the interview the other day was that when he was signed by the Washington Wild Things independent ball a few years back, first pitch called a strike on DeAndre Smith, Ryan wasn't playing professionally anywhere. He was playing for a local amateur club back home in Minnesota. Signs the independent ball deal. Goes to play for the Washington Wild Things in the Independent Frontier League. Pitch missed. It's 1-1. So Hennon goes there to Washington. And again, he's just playing in an everyday, you know, men's adult baseball league, amateur league. 1-1 low and in. And then gets to pitch professionally. And he took advantage of his opportunity playing for the Wild Things. In 2021, not only was he the Frontier League Rookie of the Year, he was the Frontier League Pitcher of the Year. He went 11-3 with a league-best 2.12 ERA in 19 games, 16 starts. Struck out 93 batters in 106 and a third innings. And struck out just under 8 batters per 9 innings. So those numbers will get you picked up by an affiliated organization. The Royals signed Hennon out of the Frontier League, and then when he was released midway through last season, the Orioles picked him up. Fly ball deep right field. Beavers on his horse. He won't get there. It's down. Ramirez was off on the pitch. He's coming around to score easily. Actually, he will not score. The ball hopped over the right center field wall, so the ground rule double saves a run. So Ramirez can only get to third base on the ground rule double. DeAndre Smith to second. Well, that's easily an RBI triple if it stays in the yard. But luckily for the Birds, it did not. It hopped over the wall. And now Hennon will have a chance to get out of this. So after the Gill flyout to start the inning, Ramirez single, Smith double. That brings up William Lugo, who is 0-for-3 with a couple strikeouts in this one. So Hennon will look to navigate out of it. Hennon just one of two left-handed pitchers on this Birds staff, and for most of the season, he's been the only left-hander on the staff. Antonio Velez in the Birds bullpen now. He just recently joined the team. But for the most part, Hennon's been the only southpaw. Infield comes in. First pitch, fly ball, deep left center field. Fabian goes back on it. He's going to make the grab just shy of the wall. Strong throw in, but both runners tag, and it's a sacrifice fly for William Lugo, 4-0 Brooklyn. Fabian did a good job getting to that ball. That's out in a lot of ballparks, not here. So Ramirez in to score, and Smith to third. So the Birds will have to overcome at least a four-run deficit going into the home eighth. Here's Omar De Los Santos, the left fielder. Hennon comes set on the mound. Shows bunt and offered at it. Looked like a softball player running out of the box to try to bunt one. So De Los Santos, the down in the count, 0-1. 4-0 Brooklyn over Aberdeen, top eight, two outs and a man on third. Hennon, the third pitcher of the night for the Birds. Next pitch, swing and a miss, it's 0-2. So Hennon last pitched on June 10th. At home against Asheville, a scoreless inning, struck out a batter, gave up one hit, that's it. Before that, his prior appearance was May 3rd before he went on the injured list. 0-2 outside. So this is just Hennon's seventh appearance of the season. Looking to log some innings, get some work in, fresh off that injury. Missed just about 5 weeks in between outings because of the injury. 1-2 pitch coming up. Here it is, swing and a miss. Good one there from Hennon. And he gets out of the inning, allowing just the one run on the two hits. But the Birds' bats got to wake up. Aberdeen down 4-0 to Brooklyn here as we go to the home eighth. Keep it locked right here on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom of the eighth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini bringing you the action. 4-0 Brooklyn over Aberdeen. As Maxwell Costas, Toby Welk, and Isaac De Leon, 7-8-9 for the Birds, will look to get it going against the Cyclones' bullpen. Right-hander Dylan Tabrock is in after seven shutout innings from Blade Tidwell. So Tabrock in for Tidwell. Here's Costas, swings at the first pitch and lines one into left down in front of De Los Santos. It's Costas' first hit of the night, and he has now reached base safely in five of his last seven plate appearances. So he wastes no time greeting Tabrock with a base hit. Final line on Blade Tidwell. Through 93 pitches, 58 strikes, no runs on three hits in seven innings, six strikeouts, two walks. Here's Welk. Singled his last time up, takes a strike, it's 0-1. A 1 outside corner for a strike. Quickly 0-2 as the 23-year-old Tabrock settles in. St. Cloud, Minnesota native. Eighth round pick of the Mets last season out of Creighton. Tabrock ready. 0-2. Welk down on strike. Swing and a miss there. Pitching is the story tonight. For the Birds, Alex Pham was through five no-hit innings. Came back out for the sixth. First time a Birds pitcher has worked into the sixth this season. He allowed a leadoff home run to Drake Osborne, retired the side after that. Nine strikeouts for Pham, but he left on the hook for the loss, and he is still on the hook for the loss. Birds down 4-0. Blade Tidwell, seven shutout innings, and now a third of an inning for Dylan Tabrock out of the bullpen. Counts 0-1 on Isaac De Leon with Costas at first. First baseman Salazar holding him on. 0-1, catches the top of the zone. 0-2, not sure about that one. That one was a little generous for Tidwell. Tabrock, actually. So this is Tabrock's 10th appearance. He's made one spot start, but the rest out of the pen. 2.87 ERA, 5 earned runs in 15 and 2/3. With his strikeout of Welk, 26 punchouts, just 6 walks, and opponents hitting 158 against him. 0-2 pitch coming up. Here it is, low and away. De Leon hit into a 5-3 double play his last time up. Birds have not had much going offensively at all tonight. They've only left three on the base pass, but that's because they haven't had very many runners to leave. Also had a runner picked off. 1-2, swing and a miss. And De Leon is down on strikes for out number two here in the eighth. Back to the top of the order for Judd Fabian. Fabian has the only extra base hit of the night for the Birds. So a double for Fabian and then singles from Benkosme, Welk, and Costas. That's it. Two outs and a man on. Fabian, a half-hearted cut there, comes up empty. It's 0-1. ...18 extra base hits since the start of May for Judd. If he could add another right here, that'd be huge. Tidwell set. 0-1, fastball over for a strike. It's 0-2. Fabian also has 30 RBIs since the start of May. The next closest Ironbird has 23, and that's Jackson Holliday, who's on deck. Birds looking to cut into this 4-0 deficit. 0-2-2 out pitch off the plate. Good take from Judd. And Judd has worked extensively at not expanding the zone, not chasing out of the zone. He said it's something that he did a lot in college, chasing pitches. But he's not doing it as often as a professional. 1-2 pitch popped up high in the air, shallow left. The shortstop Lugo calls everybody off, and he makes the grab for the third and final out of the inning. Leadoff single for the Birds, but that is it. The next three set down in order. And through eight full, the Cyclones lead the Ironbirds 4-0. We'll head to the top of the ninth to see if the Birds can keep this game where it's at. We'll head there next. Stay locked in on MILB-TV Bally Live and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292.
Right-hander Carson Carter's the new pitcher for the Ironbirds. Top of the ninth inning, Birds down 4-0. A run in the top of the seventh on a leadoff solo shot from Drake Osborne. Osborne plated the next two runs for Brooklyn in the seventh with a two-run, two-out single. And then a sac fly from William Lugo in the eighth. So 4-0 Brooklyn, all four of their runs over their last three trips to the plate. And now Carter, the fourth pitcher of the night for the Birds. Six innings of one-run ball with nine strikeouts from Alex Pham. Two unearned runs on Keegan Gillies' line in the seventh, and then Ryan Hennen gave up one in the eighth. So here's Carter, whose first pitch of the inning misses outside. To the five-hole hitter, Jalen Palmer. It's Palmer, Estep, and Osborne, 5, 6, and 7. Dylan Tabrak, a scoreless bottom of the eighth for the Cyclones out of the pen. Good pitch there. That was the curveball that has a lot of slurve action from Carter. So the count's 1-1. Carson set, ready to go. Next pitch. Fastball paints the outer half. Good one there. That pitch in at 94 miles an hour. Looking for a strikeout. 1-2, got him. Breaking ball outer half, and Carter picks up his first out of the inning. Good one there from Carson. So one up, one down. Here's Chase Estep. 5.93 ERA for Carter this season, 13 appearances out of the bullpen, 9 earned runs in 13 and two-thirds, with 17 strikeouts now and only 5 walks. Good to see that low walk total. One up, one down. First pitch to Estep, low and away. Count 1-0. Birds down 4-0, top 9, in game 5 of this 6-game series. 3 scoreless outings and 4 appearances overall in June for Carter. ERA continues to drop. 1-0. Nice breaking ball. Back door there. And he gets ahead of the left-handed hitter Estep. Carter throws a four-seam fastball, a cutter, a curveball, and a changeup. That curveball looking good so far tonight. One-one, low and in. Count goes to 2-1. So Carter gave up 4 earned runs over his first 3 outings of the season combined in April, but since the start of May, he has been so much better. Swing and a miss there. This is his 11th appearance since the start of May. And six of those 10 appearances entering tonight have been scoreless. 2-2, tapper foul, and Estep stays alive. The low walk totals really jump out. Carter's walked just two batters over his last five outings. And he's walked just five on the season. So when you got a reliever who throws strikes, I mean, that's going to take you far. 2-2, swing and a miss. Just like that, back-to-back strikeouts, and there are two up here in the ninth. Two down here in the ninth, I should say. Two up doesn't really make sense. Well, here's Drake Osborne, the catcher, who's driven in three of the four runs for Brooklyn. The Cyclones have four hits. Osborne has two of them, including the first two. Each team with four hits, but it's Brooklyn with four runs and the Birds with none. First pitch, curveball over for a strike. And Carson Carter has it going on tonight. Counts 0-1 on Osborne. A 1, swing and a foul tip into the glove of Ardoin. It's 0-2. Well, Osborne could be 3-for-3 tonight. Hit a hot shot down the third base line back in the third inning, but Isaac De Leon was hugging the line and made a diving stop, made the play at first. Took extra bases away at the time. Now time's called. Osborne asked for it. 0-2 pitch coming up from Carter, who was trying to make it three straight scoreless appearances. His ERA in the month of June is 2.08 entering tonight, and now it's, with the two outs he's recorded tonight, it's under 2. 0-2, check swing, appeal, no swing. So it's 1-2 now. We'll see if Carter can strike out the side. Or if not, strike out the side, retire the side in order. Tall right-hander set. 1-2, popped up behind home plate. And Ardoin off with the mask, and that one lands on the concourse. Well, now every time somebody pops one up behind home plate, I'm ready to go. Got the glove ready. Now, a right-handed batter is not going to send one into my booth. It's really only a lefty that has a chance to do that, just the way that I'm positioned, my booth off to the third base side. A ball and two strikes with two gone and no one on. Carter ready, 1-2 pitch, fouled back. So we'll do it at least one more time. Ball and two strikes on Osborne. Pitch, fly ball deep left field, and that ball ain't coming back. Somebody caught that on the fly in the Cyclones bullpen. Drake Osborne picked on a pitch up in the zone, and he tattooed it. Have a night, Drake Osborne. He is 3-for-4 with two solo homers, a two-run single, and he has now driven in four of the five runs for Brooklyn. One of those nights, he's hit the ball hard all four times up. That brings up Eduardo Salazar. So Carter just left that one up a little bit too far in the zone. First pitch, grounder, past the diving teeter into right. And Salazar is aboard with a two-out base hit. So back-to-back hits, the homer and the single now, and it's 5-0 Brooklyn. So here's Mateo Gil, the third baseman. Birds will put a shift on for the right-handed hitting Gil. De Leon is as close to the third baseline as you can be, pretty much. Ben Cosme, the shortstop, shaded over towards third. Holiday, the second baseman, shading up the middle. Big hole on the right side with Teeter holding on the runner at first. Outfielders are all in a little bit for Gil, who is 0-for-3. 1-0 from Carson, outer corner. 1-1. With two outs, no one on, two strikes, And Osborne sent one into the Cyclones' bullpen for the second time tonight. 1-1, flipped foul, out of play. Count goes to 1-2. So Carter, another chance to finish this one off. Oh, we've got a dog pile down on the concourse for that baseball. Did not want to be on the bottom of that thing. Somebody got it, but at what cost? I mean, he just had 6-7 other kids jump on him on concrete. 1-2, swing and a miss in the dirt, blocked by Ardouin. Throw down to first to complete the strikeout. So three strikeouts for Carson Carter, but the Cyclones grab another run on two hits. And after 8.5, it is a 5-0 Brooklyn lead. Birds with some work to do going into the bottom of the ninth. We'll see if that walk-off magic can keep going. Stay with me on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Jackson Holiday leads off the bottom of the ninth for the Birds, who trail the Cyclones 5-0. This game was scoreless going into the top of the sixth, but a run in the sixth, two in the seventh, and one more in the eighth and ninth as the Cyclones up 5-0 here in game five of this six-game series. Holiday beavers Ardouin. First pitch to Holiday from Dylan Tabrock is low. And it's 1-0 on Jackson. Birds with three wins this series, all walk-offs, after trailing by a run going into their final at-bat. Holiday takes low and in. It's 2-0. But the Birds now trail by five entering their final at-bat, so they're going to need a big rally to keep this thing going. It's going to take some hits, maybe even some walks, and they'll need to be smart on the bases if they get on. Holiday waiting for the 2-0 pitch. He is 0-for-2 with a walk back in the first. Scored the winning run last night. Pitch is high, 3-0. On Dylan Beavers' pinch hit, two-run walk-off single. Holiday reached on a fielder's choice, pinch hitting earlier in the inning, and he scored from second on the Beavers' walk-off winner. 3-0, Holiday rips one out to second. Nice stop by Estep over to first. And Estep takes a hit away from Jackson Holiday. That's a good 3-0 cut right there. Got a good piece of it. But Estep made the play. That brings up Dylan Beavers. He is 0-for-2 with a walk. 10 RBIs over his last nine. He's one of the hottest hitters in the league right now. He has one RBI in each game of this series, one plus RBIs, and he's got six hits with three extra base hits overall in four games entering tonight. Big cut there on a fastball. It's 0-1. Dylan Tabrock looking for two scoreless to finish off his night. This is not a save situation for Tabrock. He entered in the eighth inning, and now had he entered in the eighth inning and finished the game, if the Cyclones were ahead by three or less, then it's a save situation. But when he entered the game, it was already 4-0. So no save situation. Next pitch, down in the dirt, 1-2. Since June 6th, which was the start of the Asheville series, Beavers ranks 5th in the South Atlantic League in slugging percentage, 5th in OPS, 4th in total bases, and 3rd in RBIs. Getting it done. That's what it boils down to, and he's getting it done. 1-2, called strike 3, low in the zone. Beavers upset with it, so am I, because that didn't look like a strike. And there are two down here in the bottom of the ninth. So it's up to Silas Ardoin. We'll see if he can hit a five-run home run and tie this thing up. Birds with just four hits in the game. The Fabian double in the third. Ben Cosme and Welk singled in the fifth. And Costas singled in the eighth. First one over for a strike. Well, home plate umpire Trey Jester is hearing it from the crowd. Birds bats quiet tonight. A one, softly hit grounder to third. Gill up on it, over to first, and the ball game is over. Blade Tidwell retires 6 of the 7 batters he faces in 2 scoreless in relief to finish this thing off. 2 groundouts and a strikeout in the bottom of the ninth, and the Birds go down quietly. So no walk-off magic tonight. Birds and Cyclones were tied 0-0 going into the sixth, and then the Cyclones scored in each of their final 4 trips to the plate to win the game 5-0. Well, that's a tough one for the Birds. Quick game. It's only 9:12 p.m. We might as well play tomorrow's game now and get that out of the way, right? Well, things just did not go the Birds' way. And we'll take a quick look at what happened in this one. And it starts with Alex Pham. Well, Alex Pham was fantastic again tonight, and not much left that he can do at high A. He's going to be with the double A club in Bowie pretty soon, and we'll see what Pham did. He gave up just 1 run on 1 hit in a career-high 6 innings of work. It's also a season high for an Ironbirds pitcher. Pham struck out 9. That is the third time he's fanned at least 9 in a game this season, and he walked just 2. Well, Pham was great. He was through 5 no-hit innings. He had allowed just 1 base runner to that point, a 2-out or a second inning walk, that was it. But then he allowed a leadoff home run to Drake Osborne in the sixth. He eventually worked through that inning, allowing just a 1 run. But it turned out that was all Brooklyn needed, but they ended up getting 4 more runs. The Cyclones got 2 runs with 2 outs in the top of the seventh against Keegan Gillies, both of those runs unearned. Then 1 in the eighth off Ryan Hennen, 1 in the ninth off Carson Carter. Carter was good. He struck out 3 in that inning. But on the flip side, nothing really doing for the Birds. They did not have much going on offensively at all in this one. The only extra base hit was the one-out double from Fabian back in the second. And the Birds with just 4 hits overall on the night. So that is how this one ends tonight. We'll get you the final totals in this one. And to show you what the Birds doing offensively, they only left 3 on base. They didn't have very many base runners. They only had 3 shots with runners in scoring position all night, 0 for 3 with Risp. And this one goes to the Cyclones. Final totals, 5 runs on 6 hits, no errors for Brooklyn, no runs on 4 hits and 1 error for Aberdeen. With the win, the Cyclones improved to 26-35. The loss drops the Ironbirds to 31-30. Blade Tidwell picks up the win after 7 shutout innings. He moves to 3-3 on the year. The hard luck loss goes to Alex Pham after 6 innings of 1 run and 1 hit baseball. He drops to 3-3. No save. Game was played in 2 hours and 5 minutes in front of 3,552 fans here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Well, another great crowd, another great atmosphere, and I had fun calling this game as I always do here at the ballpark. Tough one for the Birds as they get shut out for the third time this season, but they will look to come back tomorrow and play for a series win. Birds are going for 4 wins in the 6-game series against Brooklyn, and if the Birds win tomorrow, it will be their 3rd straight series victory. They took 4 of 6 from Hudson Valley from May 30th through June 4th, then they took 4 of 6 from Asheville June 6th through June 11th last week, and now a chance to take 4 of 6 from Brooklyn here this week. Game 12 of the 12-game homestand coming up tomorrow at 2:05 Eastern. I will be on air at 6:40 for the air show, which will be streamed live on Facebook Live and MILB TV. Ray and Stash will join me for that. And then first pitch coming up at 2:05 to finish off this two-week homestand. Well, that's it for me tonight. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks for flying with me, as always. A fun one to call, but it just didn't go the Bird's way tonight. Back at it tomorrow for one more in this two-game homestand, and then a little break with the team going on the road. But that's it. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I had a lot of fun. Let's talk again tomorrow. First pitch at 2:05, air show at 1:40. Talk to you then.